This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
R.C. Collins is a junior cadet at Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California. And the cadets of Bradley, along with other cadets around the country, are urging people to get out and vote, doesn't matter who you're voting for some very good reasons. And thank you for joining us, Cadet Collins.
My pleasure, sir.
Tell me about this election year and why you in the military academies across the country are urging people to get out and vote. Why this year than in other years, let's say?
Well, it's a very important year, and because we in the military, we see ourselves as not just in a military academy, but we're part of our armed forces. It's important, I think, for people to get out and vote. Because their vote will obviously determine the course of our country, and the course of our nation will be affected by who the president is, and that affects the future of our military.
Well, it does, and I'm not going to ask you your preference for president, because I don't think that would be professional of me. You just want people to vote, right?
That is correct, yes, sir. By voting, I think you send a message to our military that you're involved in the process, and you take our commitment seriously. At the same token, by not voting, by staying home, you're sending a message, whether you intend to or not, that you don't take the process seriously and that you have some disdain for your country.
Now, when you say you have disdain for the country, by extension, you see that as disdain for the military?
Yes, sir, very much so.
Tell me about that.
Because you're saying, basically, I'm not involved, so I don't care much about what happens to our military, and we take that as a hostile expression. Since our lives are on the line, it's important for those of us.
Now, you said a hostile expression.
Yes, sir.
So it's knowing what people know by not voting, they're hostile to the military?
I think so. I mean, since our lives are on the line, it's important for those of us in uniform to know that civilians are taking the political process seriously. We feel we have the right to expect that. And when people don't vote, I think they're showing an open hostility.
I'm not saying I disagree with you, especially when it comes to the men and women who are doing a job in Iraq and in Afghanistan.
Yes, and also that's why the combined student body of our military academy, we have decided to take the position that it is part of our mission to assert our desire in the electoral process, and that it's civilians whose lack of involvement in the political process by not voting, that by extension puts us at risk, that we have to make hard choices. And what we want to do is put those civilians on notice that if you do not vote, and I'm not saying that we would, but we would have the right, in my opinion, to exact some penalty.
You're talking about a penalty that the military could exact from people?
From the families of people who don't vote, yes, sir. I mean, we are trained for warfare. Well, you've got a student body of some 1,400 cadets ready to walk right into, you know.
Yeah.
Walk right into hell. I mean, you need to give them a mission, and our mission would be to expect the families of people who do not vote, who have young females, to allow us to fraternize with those females. I'm not saying we do that, but that's how seriously we take this.
You are saying specifically, if a person doesn't vote in his family, you should be allowed to fraternize with the females.
I'm just saying that's how serious it is. It is so serious not voting that it would be morally okay for us to fraternize with their young females. Yes, sir.
All right. Are you talking about forcing yourself on these girls?
I'm not talking about forcing ourselves on anybody. I don't think that if you talk to the girls, you'd think, you know, that they, I don't think it would be their opinion that you had to be, you know, be forced.
All right. You realize that this could be read by some people. I mean, that you're being flippant and trivial.
No, sir. I'm not being trivial at all. I mean, we consider not voting to be a hostile expression toward the country and especially toward our military. And if you don't vote, then we would have, and I'm not saying we do it, we would have every moral right to take liberties with your females.
Does that include wives?
I mean, if the shoe fits, you know.
You recognize that when you say, and I'm trying to be delicate here, that when you say, "Hey, I can have my way with your wife."
Well, but Hey, by the same token, look what you're doing to provoke us. You're not voting, and therefore you're saying, yeah, we think the military is just stupid, and that's wrong, too.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, young man from Bradley Military Academy, voicing the opinion of the assembled cadets, and he says others in the, quote, military, that not voting sends a hostile message to the military that you're not involved in the political process, and therefore they would have every right to take the females. You know, it's very charged, if you don't mind me saying.
Yes, sir.
It's extremely emotionally charged to say, I'm going to take your women.
Oh, I recognize that, sir.
You know that that is a very emotionally charged thing to say to a man.
I understand it, sir, but it's emotionally charged to say to me, I didn't vote. And so...
So you're trying to send the message that, see, this is what it is to say to me, I didn't vote, is like me saying, I want to have sex with your daughter.
Yes, sir, but we take it a step further, sir. We say, if you don't vote, we would have the moral right to fraternize with your females for, you know, a 24 to 48-hour period.
And have sex with them?
I'm not saying have sex with them, just fraternize with them. You know, be with them, socialize with them, have drinks.
An underage female?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How old are you?
I'm 17, sir.
Do you drink alcohol?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Do you worry that the military academy, that you're giving a bad name to your military academy, saying that you, as a 17-year-old underage, drink?
Sir, I'm a military cadet, and someday I'm going to be commissioned in the U.S. Army, and I don't think it's fair to say to a soldier, hey, you know, you can't drink on account of we could be in harm's way. And if I'm going in harm's way for some civilian who doesn't even want to, you know, get up off his 300 pounds of donut oil rear end, you know, to go out and vote, then basically what he's saying is, okay, since I'm not voting and I'm showing you that I don't care about you, then why don't you come and have sex with my daughter? And that's all I'm saying.
Or his wife.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't mean to be disrespectful.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're saying something very emotionally charged. I'm going to go have sex with your daughter or your wife because you guys are not voting.
Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Suppose a guy says to you, I didn't vote, now I dare you to come have sex with my wife and daughter.
Well, you know, I wouldn't necessarily want to push it if I were him. You know, we're 1,400 cadets trained for the military. We're ready to eat our own guts, so I wouldn't want to go there. But I just want to say that if you don't vote, then why shouldn't I be able to have sex with your daughter? Because that's about how much you care about me, then that's about what I care about you.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Get a load of this kid from the Bradley Military Academy. He says he speaks for the fighting men and women of America when he says, if you don't vote, you're basically showing your disdain and your contempt for the military, and so therefore, they have every right to fraternize with your females for 48 hours. I said, does that include sex? He said, whatever. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know how many people listening to me right now don't vote or do vote. Is it a hostile expression, not only to your country, but also to the military, that they put themselves in harm's way for people that don't vote? And if you don't vote, does this kid have the right to demand sex with your daughter? 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you get a piece of fat and slide off?
The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, back with Cadet R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy, who believes that people who do not vote show a contempt and disdain for their country and the country's military that should be penalized. And you think that morally you would have the right for 48 hours with the young females of that family?
That is correct, sir, yeah.
And you know how shocking a comment that is.
Well, I'm not here to shock anyone, sir. I'm here to make a point that if you're not going to vote, then you're basically telling me you hope I die in combat. And if you're telling me you hope I die in combat, then I say to you, you know, you better get your daughter ready, because I'm not dying for you on account of you didn't vote, and I don't get some of what you got at your house. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, all right. 1-800-449, because I think you have a problem communicating yourself, son, if you don't mind me saying.
Sir, if you don't mind, you have respect for me and not call me son. I'm a cadet, and on account of the stuff that I've done.
All right, okay. 1-800-449-8686. Janice, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Well, to start with, he's definitely not a man, because a man wouldn't think in those terms. He sounds like some little perverted child.
Well,
I wouldn't even want him representing my country, let alone anything else.
Do you vote, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Well, then you have nothing to fear.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't give you the privilege that you can have sex with someone's child because you think you're such a hot cadet.
It's not about being hot. It's about basically taking a payment or a barter. The way I got it figured is, if you don't vote and you're telling me you hope I die, then you're bartering your daughter.
We're not hoping any of our kids die that go to the military. I have a son. I don't want him to die, but that doesn't give him the right to have sex with someone's child.
You vote, though. But I'm saying if some family doesn't vote, they got to give it up. They got to give it up.
Your thought is sick. That is perverted.
How's that any more perverted than somebody not voting and saying, why don't you go to Iraq and have an Iraqi blow you up?
It was your choice to go in this cadet.
Yeah, I'm fighting for the country of America, and here comes Joe Citizen. Oh, well, I don't think I'll vote today because I want to go watch Joe Millionaire or something. And meanwhile, I'm going to get blowed up? No.
Oh, you're just on a pity trip or something.
No, I'm not. I'm simply saying you better make with some payment, and I think 48 hours fraternizing with your daughter is equal time.
You really believe that?
Yes, sir, I do.
If you were from where I was raised and come from, someone would take you out in the woods and just beat the crap out of you.
Ma'am, I doubt it very much. I'm a trained cadet. I doubt that.
Oh, that doesn't even affect me in any manner.
Well, I can tell you what. Thank goodness you do vote, because if you didn't vote, you know, I'd have to, like, make a decision about whether I wanted to fraternize with you, and it probably would be...
Oh, I would love for you to fraternize with me.
No, thank you. No, thank you, ma'am. I'm ready to eat my own liver for my own country, okay? I'm ready to eat my own guts.
Because you don't even have the right to fraternize with nobody with your attitude.
Well, you keep on voting, because that'll save me the job of having to fraternize with you.
You got that right.
All right,
you need to fraternize with your mother.
Oh, my mama. You brought my mama into it?
Well, with
yeah, so you're bringing my mama into it.
Well, you brought everybody's daughter into it.
Only the ones what don't vote.
So what? It doesn't matter. A parent or a child is a parent or a child. So fraternize with your mother and your sister if you have animosity towards everything.
No, because I'm not into incest and carnal relations with my sister.
You're into something, but it ain't military.
You know what? Leave the military stuff to the military, and you go back to milking getting the bottles ready for the dairy.
You don't.
Okay. All right. Look, Janice, thank you. 1-800-449-8686.
See, Mr. Henry, that's what I'm talking about. She votes and she doesn't even understand what I'm saying.
Well, what you're saying is bizarre. And
yeah, but think about it. I'm going to go die for America, and some guy doesn't vote. This is our way of encouraging people to vote, and that's all we're trying to do. I don't want to have sex with some guy's 14-year-old daughter, and I don't think he wants me to have sex with his daughter. So why not go out and vote? And that'll avoid you from having your daughter have the sex with me.
1-800-449-8686. Tom, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, hey, this guy's an idiot. I hate to tell you. First of all, he's a
I'm
cadet.
A what?
You're an idiot.
Hey, can you take your hand off the phone, Tom, or whatever's going on there? I can't hear you.
Yeah, so I'm on the cell phone in the middle of the
parking. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so this guy's an idiot. He's
an idiot?
Yeah, you are.
Why? Because I encourage people to vote?
No, because you represent yourself as a member of the military, and you're not. You're a member of a cadet, a private school. You know nothing about military whatsoever.
Well, do you?
Yes.
Well, how do you know?
Because I'm in the Air Force, I'm sorry to say. You don't know what you're talking about.
So you're in the Air Force. You're going to go die for some guy that doesn't vote?
I'll die for any American.
I say you go and take what's owed you.
Say what?
I say you go take what's owed you.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't you come on over and join us then, huh?
Hey, man. You say the word. I'm there.
No, I doubt it. You don't represent
you know
anything of the military values whatsoever.
What are you? Are you like in a simulation air tunnel right now?
Actually, I'm on a cell phone out in the middle of a parking lot.
Don't the Air Force give you better phones?
No, this is my private one. I wouldn't be allowed to use a military phone to call into a radio station.
Well, I'll tell you something right now. You guys are going to be flying missions over Iraq for some guy that don't even go to the polls to vote. You ought to at least be able to fraternize with the females of the family.
No.
Lord.
You're wrong. You're talking about,
you're
talking about a violation of civil law.
You should go back to the barracks. Talk to the other guys about it. See what they say.
Come on, I've been in for 19 years. I think I know a little more about this than you do.
Tell the guys, hey, look, we all ought to start taking out.
Hey, when you grow up. When you grow up and you want to become an officer in the United States Army, like you said,
you should tell the guys, I talked to this guy today on the radio, and he's got a pretty good idea. Court-martialed?
Sure.
I'd never get to Iraq.
All right.
Tell you what, you join the military, you represent the military like you're doing, because you're giving the military a bad name.
All right, Tom, thanks for your call. 1-800, that phone's killing me. Here is Tom, another Tom in Texas. Tom, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, how you doing, Phil?
Good.
Well, this guy is completely out of his mind. I don't understand how anybody
Well, thank you very
be...
much for your comment.
No. Listen.
Moving on to another call now.
Listen to what the guy's going to say.
I'm active duty Marine Corps, and I am
God
an OIF veteran.
God bless you. Semper Fi.
Yeah, don't Semper Fi me. You're a cadet.
Semper Fi, do or die.
Look at kid, don't even insult the man, okay? Don't insult him.
I've heard you make reference to combat. I don't even know what you would even know about combat. You're 17 years old.
Are you in the military right now?
I'm in the Marine Corps.
Okay.
I'm active duty.
Why don't you go back to the barracks and tell everybody about the idea that I've got?
Your idea is asinine.
Why do you figure that? You guys go over to Iraq and you're going to get shot at, and there's Joe Citizen sitting there not even voting? And I'm ready to eat.
Absolutely right, and that is what we fight for everybody to have their own ideals.
Are you kidding me?
You might as well be
fighting for a communist or something like that.
Well, look at kid, are you saying like a guy that doesn't vote is like a communist?
What's the difference? A guy that doesn't vote is going to try to tear the country down. And I say a guy like this guy, Tom, go back to the barracks, just have a meeting with everybody.
Well, I don't think any other Marines believe in what you believe in, and I don't know what they teach you in that Army cadet school, but that's horrible.
Well, you should just sit down with everybody and say, look, here's an idea I heard on the radio tonight. What do you think?
Yeah.
Henry, you're laughing at me. You should go back to the...
I don't think any of my Marines would even consider what you're saying. I don't even think that's right.
Why not? Give me one good reason.
How about it's against the law?
What is?
Fraternizing with an underage female?
I'm 17.
Well, this man's probably older than 18, and so another...
Well, he could do it with the guy's wife.
Oh, what are you, some kind of an idiot or something? Good God, do it with the guy's wife.
Go ahead and hit my wife up with that idea.
Hey, dude, I'm not going to...
be real thrilled.
Well, get out of here. You're a Marine. I ain't going to do it with you. I'm just saying, if a guy doesn't vote, he's saying, go ahead and die in Iraq in some unmarked grave... where a bunch of towelheads are going to say some prayer over you and put a rock on your head.
You're nuts, man. You're flipped out.
You wouldn't even know anything about that, son.
Would you eat your own spleen for your country?
It doesn't matter what I would do.
All right.
You guys laughing at me kind of makes me angry.
Yeah, well, all right, man. Thanks a lot, Tom. 1-800.
Well, what are you, just blowing me off?
Yeah, a little bit, man. Good luck, though, convincing everybody. Hey, let me have sex with your daughter if you don't vote.
So you're blowing me off, is that it?
I gotta move on.
I'll remember this, Mr. Henry.
Good, you remember it.
I'll remember it.
Yeah, hey, do me a favor, will you, RC?
What?
Remember it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. He's still Jenny on the block. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Time for one more call. With me is R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy, talking about how the sacrifice of American servicemen and women is so profound that anyone who does not vote is showing open hostility, not just to their country in general, but specifically to the military. You're a military cadet at Bradley Military Academy, and you feel that it would be morally within your right to take, as in sexually, the daughters of people like that.
Yes, sir, I do. And I can tell by the people calling in who do not understand this idea that it scares them a little bit. Scares them, the thought that not voting will lead, you know, will mean that they're putting their daughters, they all want to fraternize with their daughters for a weekend, and that means, doesn't mean anything bad, it just means hanging out with them, having, yes, drinking whiskey and things like that.
All right, let me go to Brittany here. Brittany, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Brittany.
I just gotta say, I think this guy is so full of crap. You know, for you to say something like that, I mean, my dad has been in the military since he was 17 also, and I know would never, in the Air Force, yes, and he would never, ever make a comment like that. That is, that, you know.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Bringing up this whole voting issue and stuff, voting has nothing to do with you, you know, being able to physically put your hands on some female. That has nothing to do with it. So I don't know what you're talking about.
So we're supposed to go over there like your dad goes over to Iraq, gets blowed up in an airplane or something, and for what? For Joe Sixpack?
You know what? It's freedom of speech. It's freedom of speech. I would be more than proud to go over for my country. I know more than any of my male friends would be more than proud to go over there. I've considered joining the Air Force as an officer, too, and I think you're just a wuss, and you can't suck it up.
A wuss? Are you kidding me? I'm willing to die for my country, but there's a trade-off in this world.
You seem
that
you complain a lot about it. Maybe you should just take it like a man and do your job and stop bringing all these other situations into it.
Well, what are you talking about?
That has nothing to do with the topic.
I'm willing to die for my country, but there is a little payment due from Joe Sixpack.
You know what? That's really sad if you think that's payment for what you do. That's really pathetic.
Well,
you must
be talking
because that is
only the ones.
Crap.
What are you talking about? Only the ones that don't vote. May I ask you a question at this time?
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead.
Can you tell me about? I mean, I know your dad's in the military, so I'm not talking about you. But just for instance, what are your dimensions in terms of, you know, how you're not hanky or anything, right?
That I'm not what?
What are you talking about, man?
I mean, are you hot or what?
Well, I like to consider myself so, but that's not the issue at all.
Okay, so what are you laughing about?
You have a chance in hell with me. I'm sorry.
What are you laughing about? I mean,
you're so full of crap.
I'm full of crap.
This is ridiculous. Like you. I can't believe you even represent our country.
I mean, this is a young woman, okay?
Mr. Henry, let me, because I'm, you know, I'm talking a little bit of...
You don't even sound manly enough to be in the military.
Well, excuse me, I'm so very deeply sorry, but some guys who have the highest, squeakiest voices are pretty more endowed. You know, you sound pretty hot, and you got a sexy name like Britney Spears and stuff, don't you?
You don't even need to go there.
And another thing, when I get out of the Bradley Military Academy, I'm going to be commissioned in the United States Army. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go over to Iraq. I'm ready to eat my guts for my country. Mm-hmm. But the trade-off is some citizen out there...
Well, then leave it as that. You don't need to bring other females into this. You don't need to bring your sexual acts or, you know, whatever, because you've been stuck in training that you're so, you know, out there, you're just dying to say anything to get some. That's really sad.
Is that it, R.C.?
Oh, my God. So that's what you think it is. I just need some.
Yeah, dude. You're just saying any crap. It's pretty funny, Brittany.
Yeah, well, thanks.
You know something, Mr. Henry? You weren't even in the military, so what do you know about it?
Whatever, dude. I've lived more life than you freaking... I got out of bed in the morning, I lived more life than the... How old are you?
You got out of bed in the morning, I lived more life than... How old are you?
You know what? No. Let me tell you something.
You know, Mr. Henry, I'd be even willing to go to Iraq and, yes, have both of my you-know-whats blown off for my country. And she's laughing about that. She thinks that's funny. You know why?
Not at all. I think you're just way out of line.
I'm not out of line. I'm trying to fight for my country.
What? Listen to your voice all squeaking up, man.
I can't even make it.
Hey, maybe you should finish puberty before you enter the military, buddy.
Hey, when I get out of the military academy, you come look me up. I'll show you a good time.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hey, what's your email address? We can chat and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're sick.
You know, you think it's funny because you ain't got... You're a girl. You don't know what it's like to have you-know-whats.
Will you shut up?
I don't need them.
Will you shut up, man? All she's saying is...
You telling me to shut up?
Yes, I am.
Maybe you can take his advice.
That's a good fight. Hey, Brittany. Me, a motorcycle down in Mexico? Word up.
Word up.
That's okay. I'll take my dad's Harley for a ride. I don't need any of your little crotch rocket crap.
So you think I ride a crotch rocket? You think I'm on a rice rocket,
Probably.
Do you? Oh, my God. You think I'm... God, that hurts, man. You think I'm on a rice rocket? I'm going to get me a Harley Softail. My brother saw one for sale in the recycler. By the way, you want my email address? It's rccollins@philhenryshow.com. rccollins@philhenryshow.com.
Don't give her your email address.
Thank
Brittany,
you.
Thank you very much for your call.
No problem.
All right.
Semper Fi, do or die.
What a dip. rccollins@philhenryshow.com if you want to talk further to that little squirt. Squirrel, squirt. What's the cross between a squirrel and a squirt? A squirtle? What am I, nuts? I've been talking to this kid for too long. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game.
All right, that was The Doors, and that's Hello, I Love You. And this is Royce Wallace, your autistic DJ. We heard The Doors with Hello, I Love You. And just ahead of that, we heard The Doors with L.A. Woman, Riders on the Storm from The Doors, and Touch Me from The Doors. And coming up, we're going to hear The Doors and the Alabama song. I'm Royce Wallace. I am autistic. All I know is Doors music. Let's take some calls for me right now. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, listen, Royce, I get it. You only know The Doors. Can you play some Ray Charles?
I can play some Ray Charles, sure.
No, I mean really play Ray Charles this time. Don't screw around. Really, can you really play Ray Charles?
Well, sir, that's kind of insulting. Of course I can.
You really swear to God? Do you swear to God? Do you believe in God?
Yes, I do.
Do you swear to God that you'll play Ray Charles?
I swear to God, sir, that I will play Ray Charles.
Right now?
Right now, sir.
Because all you play is Doors.
I understand that, sir, but I'm going to play Ray Charles right now.
And you swear to God?
I swear to God.
On a stack of Bibles?
On a stack of Bibles.
In other words, you hope that God drives knitting needles into your eyes and blinds you for life if you don't play The Doors.
I hope God will drive knitting needles into my eyes, yes.
Okay, all right, okay, I'll accept that.
All right, sir. I thank you for calling.
Ray Charles.
Ray Charles.
Right now.
Right now.
You swear.
I swear. All right. Ooh, what's that guy from? This is Royce Wallace, and welcome to the Autistic DJ Show. And here is The Doors. Love Me Two Times, Baby. This is from their Best Of album. The Doors started in Los Angeles, California in 1965. Ray Manzarek and the group were... Well, Ray Manzarek and the group were trying out...
Love Me Twice Today.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Very well, you will kiss the gunner's daughter. Take him below for the makings.